Amen. The first chapter and the second verse. And look what it says. O Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? Even cry out to you, violence, you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity? Cause me to see trouble. For plundering and violence are before me. There is strife. Anybody got strife? And contention arises. Therefore the law is powerless. And justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, perverse judgment proceeds. Drop down to 13. You are of purer eyes than to behold evil and cannot look on wickedness. Why do you look on those who deal treacherously and hold your tongue when the wicked devours a person more righteous than he? Let me read it from you, from the Message Bible. It says, God, how long do I have to cry out for help before you listen? How many times do I have to yell, help, murder, police, before you come to the rescue? Why do you force me to look at evil, stare trouble in the face day after day? Anarchy and violence break out. Quarrels and fights all over the place. Law and order fall to pieces. Justice is a joke. The wicked have the righteous hamstrung and stand justice on his head. Before you take your seats, tap your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor.
I'm waiting on an answer
from the Lord.
I am waiting on an answer from the Lord. I don't think it's just been me, but have you been asking God some questions about your life?
Yeah.
Have you been asking God about the society in which we live? You ask, you say, why so much heartache? Why is there so much pain? Why is there so much suffering? Maybe you have become confused, perplexed, distraught, saddened, grieved. Maybe you're even angry at the injustice that takes place today. And then you say, what about the poor? What about the pain of the oppressed? What about the continual wickedness and badness of mankind? You have to agree, we're seeing some crazy stuff on the news. What about the hypocrisy and the complacency of the church? I don't know, maybe you, like me, have found yourself crying in the midnight hour and ask God, how long? Have you thought like Habakkuk? maybe God was not listening to you. That he was not concerned that much about you at this particular moment. I know you love God, but doesn't hear me. Are there some problems in your life that are unresolved? Have you considered entering the courtroom of the kingdom of God to ask God your honor? Why? What's going on? What's the purpose? What's happening in my life? Father God, I don't mean to intrude on your busy schedule, but if you would, please reveal to me the method of this madness. Please show me your master plan and your divine strategy. God's reply is, wait on me. I am going to answer you. I will speak to you. I am going to talk to you. I am going to show you my power and my glory. You know, asking why is not necessarily a rebellious attempt to question God's authority if you're asking in the correct spirit. Asking why is just wanting to understand and be with one accord with God's reasoning. Why is about the children of Israel knowing the acts of God, but Moses knowing the ways of God. Knowing the ways of God was knowing the heart and the reasoning of God. Why, when you ask why, it is a desire for a divine impartation and revelation from God. It is wanting his mind to be in you, which is the mind of Christ. Why is saying, God, I want to be a replica of your wisdom. I want to draw from your spiritual and your intellectual resources until your thoughts become my thoughts. Your ways become my ways. Your ideas become my ideas. In essence, I want a supernatural exchange. God, I'm not questioning your right or your ability to rule or to govern. But please, I don't know, maybe it's just me. You have asked, please show me your strategy. Show me your plan and your purpose for my life. May I please see the blueprint before the building is built? May I please see the plan before the product is manufactured? I just want to know what I shall be when I get through crying, when I get through suffering, when I get through laboring and turmoil and confusion. Every now and then, tell me and remind me how it's going to end. We don't feel a great amount of emotional intensity when we read the word. Why? Or speak the word. Why? But when a sincere, a heartfelt passion feel why comes out of one's heart, it is often the consequence of a certain amount of bewilderment and perplexity. It comes from a person who is distraught and despondent, as well as discouraged. It comes from someone who says, I have reached the end of my rope. and says, I have come to the end of my reasoning and can't understand why. Why must I suffer? Why must I cry? Why must I keep reaching out to people who hurt me? Why am I misunderstood? Why do I keep going through the same things again and again and again? Why do I keep going through periods of prolonged confusion? I'm not saying I'm going to quit or backslide. I'm not getting ready to get drunk or throw in the towel. I will not surrender to temptation or submit to the pressure of the devil or the lust of the world. But God, I'm on my knees and I just want to know why. Why do the wicked seem to prosper over the righteous? Why do the hypocrites seem to get all the blessings and the real saints go without? Why are the anointed persecuted? Why does there seem to be no justice? Why does the vision seem to tarry? This is an emergency, and I am sending out an SOS, a 911 call, and I need to hear. I need a breakthrough, little neighbor. Say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I need a breakthrough right now.
Yeah.
am anointed. You do know that anointed folk go through more than anybody else. Believe that wrong idea that when you really anointed, when I first got saved, this is what I thought, when you really anointed, you no longer have no problems or rough times. But you show me somebody that is Holy Ghost feet, knee jerking, tongue talking, casting out demons, laying hands on the sick, miracle working, world changing, mind transforming, mind boggling, head straightening, anointed. And I'll show you somebody that cried in the middle of the night, that suffered all night long, that was wondering, God, where are you? I'm looking for you right now. Anybody who's really anointed has suffered some things, has gone without, has been lonely, has agonized, has had to press their way through, has had to crawl a mile or two. But family, I must confess, I've learned to trust. With all that I've been through, I've learned to trust Jesus. Jesus, I've learned to trust him. Look at somebody else and say this. They say, though he slay me, yet trust him. Whatever it is I got to go through, I'm going to go through. Because I learned a long time ago that my God shall supply every last one of my needs. So I got to go through. Worship him. Why? Look at somebody say, it's because the anointing. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. You wonder why you ain't fell off? Why you ain't dead in the gutter? It's the anointing that broke that yoke. It was the anointing that kept you. That straightened you out. It allows you to see God. It allows you to know your purpose. It was the anointing that formed you, that blessed you.